Our series called The Journey of Wellness in Indian Country continues. We've talked about some critical health issues that have broadly applied to Native communities. This morning, we've got a guest in the studio, Laura, you got to say your last name. I'm going to mangle it for you.
It's Latka.
Latka. Okay. All right. Thank you. I should have asked you about that before. I feel bad. Anyway, Laura is a descendant of some tribal white earth people. She's a first-year medical student at UMD, and her plan is to go home to her tribal community to practice medicine after she graduates. Laura, one of the things that we've talked about a lot on this program, and I learned from another little feature that we have on our air this morning, that sometimes these misconceptions can take on a life of their own because people hear these misconceptions repeated and repeated and repeated, and they start to begin mistaking them for fact. If somebody has never been up to the beautiful country near White Earth, what are some things that you'd like them to know about the reservation and the people who live there?
You know, I grew up on the reservation, and I'm proud to call it my home. It's a beautiful place full of lakes and woods and wildlife, and there's tons of fishing. It's one of my, you know, favorite outdoor activities. There's great community members and they rally together. It's amazing to see when something needs to be done, like a fundraiser or benefit, how they can rally together and improve the lives of their fellow community members. The tribe is a huge source of employment for community, and you know, without their opportunities that they provide, there would be few job opportunities around. Despite that, we do have our problems and struggles. We do have huge health disparities, people struggling with addiction, and people living in poverty. But the thing with stereotypes is those problems aren't unique to reservations.
No, in that part of the state, there's a lot of poverty with Native and non-Native people. And if I take the word of my friends who grew up there, there's a lot of addiction issues, you know, in addition with Native and non-Native people. At one point, I think Clearwater County was one of the least affluent in the state, which is kind of up there in that general direction, if I'm remembering correctly. And
yeah, part of Clearwater County is on the reservation.
Yeah, and so there is poverty and addiction issues. So I understand that you just went home this weekend and did the maple syruping thing with your family, and White Earth is doing some really innovative things with healthy food. A second ago, I just found out that you can actually make flour out of rice, and it's gluten-free. Tell me more.
Yeah, my brother a few years ago kind of picked up the maple syrup hobby. We tap some trees near the house, and he gets his kids out there, and the neighbor kids get out there, and you know, they learn about the process of boiling down the sap to make syrup, and it's a lengthy process. It takes a lot of sap and a lot of time to get just a little bit of syrup.
But kids can be really patient when it comes to sugar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So can I.
They're always dipping their fingers in the buckets and
taste
testing it out.
Maple syrup candy, man. Is there anything better than maple syrup candy?
Yeah, it's hard to argue with. Maple syrup is natural. It's maybe not one of more of our healthy options, but that's kind of the goal with the healthy food initiatives, is to get back to more natural foods. And I've heard a lot of people use the phrase, go back to the earth for our food. And wild rice is one of those, fresh fruits and vegetables, and, more of the hunting and gathering mentality that Native Americans originated with to improve our health and quality of life.
So what about the idea of some of these initiatives that people are talking about? And I think it seems, if I'm reading the sense right, it seems like it's kind of given a shot of energy to tribes, because they say, hey, we can do this without any help, without any whatever. I mean, we can go back and change our own food systems and grow and find the things that we need to begin to eat more healthy. Is it kind of, and of course, there's job opportunities also. Is it energizing tribes a little bit? Or is it energizing White Earth as far as you can tell?
Yeah, I think anything helps. Any kind of positive information that's out in the media or our area or our country. Wild rice is an example. They sell it online, and you can go and get wild rice that's hand-harvested and naturally organic from, you know, the White Earth area and get it shipped to you from anywhere. So it's those types of things are really great PR for our community and our tribe.
Thank heavens for the internet, man. It is really, it is enabling people who want to live in the Tulies, wherever they might be, to live there with a lot more ease because, like you say, you can have this wonderful, you know, these wonderful products shipped right to you. What about going home after college? You know, a lot of people are like, oh, home. I got to get out of here. I got to go do something else. What about the idea of going home? How come you want to go home?
You know, when I was growing up, I had an excellent support system. My family was always there when I needed them, and I had tons of community members that were cheering me on along the way, and they're still there. They're still cheering me on, and there's a lot of kids at home that they don't have people like that in their lives. There's a lot of kids that grow up in non-traditional families and foster care and, you know, other circumstances, and they don't have someone in their life that, you know, tells them that to dream and to succeed, to believe in themselves, and I really think that I can be that type of person in a kid's life. You know, it just takes one person to impact a kid's life. And if over the course of my career I just influence the lives of a few kids, then I believe that I've won. And even just one kid. So, you know, say I mentor one kid and they make it and come back home and work, then take over for me someday, then that's success. And that's the type of thing that our community needs, is we need our friends and families and the neighbor kid down the road to be our healthcare providers and to be our doctors. And they'll stay, and, you know, they know us, they know our community, and if they're anything like me, then they love it more than really any other place around. So they'll stay, and, you know, maybe one day we won't have a healthcare provider shortage like we do now.
Everybody, every kid, everybody needs somebody to have their back. What a great idea to say, I want to go back and be that person for kids in particular. Laura, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Laura Lochte joined us this morning in our studios as part of our Monday series called The Journey of Wellness in Indian Country.